I will call this meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission for July 12th, 2023 to order and begin the meeting by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. We'll have a roll call momentarily. We have online Commissioners Helsendegger, Morgan Roth, and Slusser. And in the room, Commissioners Rousseau, Bartoy, Bairston, and Cade. You have a quorum. Was there any public comment received prior to the meeting?
There was not, Chair.
There is no public comment. Thank you. We have a consent agenda. Is there any objection to moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the consent agenda is adopted. Item 4A, excusal of absences. We have Commissioners McQuaid and Sullivan who have excusals this fine evening. We have no approval for minutes, and we had one administrative review at 423 North G Street since we last saw each other. Moving on to item number 5, design review. We have the first one, A, at 617 North Cushman, a new detached carport. We have a staff report. Ms. Johnson, I'll stall as you drink water.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Agenda item 5A for 617 North Cushman Avenue in the North Slope Historic District. Background, built in 1922, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. It features a front gable roof with asphalt composition shingles. This is a design review for adding a new detached carport where a garage once stood at the rear of the parcel along the alley. The proposed scope includes adding a new detached carport framed with wood studs and trusses with a footprint of 24 feet by 24 feet, clad with smooth hardy plank siding cut and installed to match the house, should say house siding. The 512 gable roof will be 14.7 feet high at the ridge and be covered with asphalt composition shingles matching the house. Carport to be painted to match the 1924 color of the house. The new carport will not be visible from the main public right-of-way and face the alley. The carport is proposed to have L-shaped corner walls in lieu of posts so that siding can be installed to match the house. The flooring will be concrete slab and the existing fence will be adjusted to secure the backyard. The requested action is approval of the proposed scope. The relevant guidelines for the North Slope Wedge neighborhood are included here, and they include accessory structures and new construction for exterior materials. I will skip through those and go straight to the analysis. The property at 617 North Cushman Avenue is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As such, it is subject to design review requirements per TNC 13.05.040 and requires Landmarks Commission approval prior to those alterations being made or permitted. Number two, the proposed new detached carport is located at the rear of the parcel, facing the alley and having minimal visibility from the public right-of-way. As such, the proposed work would appear to meet the design guidelines under accessory structures, number two. Point three, the proposed new carport will be subservient in size and location to the main house. It will have a simple roof, the vehicle door is oriented to the alley, and the roofing material will match the house. As such, the proposed work would appear to meet the design guidelines under accessory structures, number five. Point four, the proposed new carport will utilize smooth hardy plank siding, which is listed under acceptable materials for new construction in the district. As such, the proposed work would appear to meet the design guidelines under accessory structure number five, new construction exterior materials number one and number two. Point five, the existing fence is not historic and may be adjusted as necessary. Point six, the paint scheme is not part of the commission's purview for the North Slope Historic District. Staff recommends approval of the application, and we have included some sample language for approval, deferral, and denial.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. And I take it there's not a representative.
Chad Worth, maybe here. Not here. Okay.
So since he's not here, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions or comments from the commission for discussion, maybe. A question towards staff. Hearing No, this Commissioner Kate.
I don't know that this is really relevant to the guidelines, but I'm curious why it's a carport with three sides as opposed to just a garage. I guess if we don't have an owner representative here, nobody knows.
It may have to do with the way the construction was done. For example, I'm not sure. I mean, there may be structural reasons for it. I know that said there's a garage there in that place. We don't know the answer to that. But.
Does it have three sides, or I thought it was all open?
It has open sides. It looks like a garage, but you could take out large sections of the walls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't have one wall. It's all open. Okay.
Because it says with smooth hardy plank siding cut to match the house. So.
In the corners, and then on the like,
oh, just on the corners. Sorry,
front and back.
Okay, side.
Yeah.
Any other questions? There are no further questions. Do we have a motion to be entertained? And just kind of building off our training that we had. I remembered that I didn't say this as a reminder for motions. I know that we do this kind of, it's inferred, but referring back to staff analysis, if that's the case of what you're doing is good. So we have it on the record that the motion is relating to staff analysis. And then you're not having to read three pages of staff analysis into the record for your motion. Is there a motion to be entertained? Yes, Vice Chair.
Finding in agreement with the staff's analysis, I move that Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 617 North Cushman as submitted.
Thank you. There's a motion. Is there a second to the motion? Commissioner Helsenbecker?
Second.
There is a second. A motion has been seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion before the commission? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hands. And in favor, I'll do the room first. We have Commissioners Rousseau, Bartoy, and Bairston. Online, Commissioners Helsenbecker and Morgan Roth. And Commissioner Slessor. So that is all the commissioners, voting commissioners here this evening. So the motion carries unanimously. There's no nays and no abstentions. Excellent. Thank you, commissioners. Moving on to item 5B, 1510 North 9th Street, new side porch, siding, and window. Ms. Johnson, do we have a staff report?
Yes, we do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Agenda item 5B for 1510 North 9th Street in the North Slope Historic District. Background, built in 1924, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. This is a design review for work on the north elevation, which faces the side yard. The work would include constructing a side porch, replacing vinyl siding on the house with smooth hardy plank, and replacing a non-historic attic window. There are neighboring parcels to the east and north. The house faces west onto North 9th Street. The alley borders the property to the south. Fence and retaining wall previously approved by the commission in 2022 is under construction. When completed, this will partially screen the new porch from 9th Street. The proposed scope as submitted in the historic design review permit is to remove the existing non-historic vinyl siding on the north elevation, replace with smooth hardy plank would reveal to match the original siding. Add a side porch on the north elevation, matching the house in terms of roof pitch, roofing, and hardy plank siding. The proposed porch will be 15 1/4 feet tall with a 7-12 pitch and comprise 136 square feet in area. Also, replace the attic window in the north elevation from a pair of vinyl sliders to a single vinyl or fiberglass slider. The new window will be slightly smaller in size than the current opening. The new window trim will match the existing, and no work is proposed for the other sides of the house. I will note that the permit application specifies fiberglass slider for the new window, but the owner would actually prefer new vinyl just because it's more cost effective. I also have a correction, or I guess an addition to the scope, which came up in the last couple of days, didn't make a packet. The owner would also like permission to remove the siding, which is underneath the vinyl siding, which there are some supplemental photos on our website underneath the packet for today, and they're also going to put out here for you. You see the top layer is the vinyl siding, which appears in a 1998 photo. If you flip that, we found a 1977 photo of the house with the siding that's, it resembles a siding that's underneath the vinyl right now, which would appear to be wood siding. The reveal on that siding is almost 7 inches, which is extremely unusual for the 1920s. So it is staff's professional recommendation that siding in the 1977 photo, which is underneath the vinyl siding right now, is not original siding. It's probably less than 50 years old. The reveal should not be that big for the 1920s. And also the grain was too open. So apologies for the change in the scope. We do have the owner with us tonight, so he can answer some questions. But back to the staff report, guidelines, the North Slope Wedge Neighborhood Design Guidelines applied to this proposal for siding, for additions, and for windows. In our analysis, the property at 1510 North 9th Street is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As such, it is subject to design review requirements per TMC 13.05.040 and requires Landmarks Commission approval prior to those alterations being made or permitted. Number two, the vinyl siding is non-historic and may be removed. Number three, the proposed new smooth hardy plank siding will be installed over any existing original siding and will be installed to reference the original pattern / reveal. That should be corrected. As such, the proposed work, if they were leaving the siding in place and were original, would appear to meet design guidelines under siding number three and number four. Point four, the proposed new side porch is compatible with the existing house in terms of style, not obscure any character defining features, is removable, is sensitively located so as to minimize visibility from the main public right of way, and is subservient in size and scale. As such, the proposed work would appear to meet the design guidelines in our additions number one through four. Point five, the current attic window is a non-historic paired vinyl slider. Number six, the proposed attic window is a single vinyl or fiberglass slider that will slightly reduce the overall window opening size and match the existing trim. As such, the proposed work would appear to meet the design guidelines under windows four and five. Staff recommends approval of the application as submitted. We have sample motion language for approval, deferral, and
great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. And Mr. Ulmer. Is there anything you'd like to add to the staff report?
No, I'm just any questions that I can answer that's just unclear, maybe I can answer, but I think you summed it up fairly correctly.
Great, thank you, Mr. Ulmer. Commission, any comments or questions? Yes, Commissioner Caffrey.
I did walk by this address the other day and just kind of looked at where this porch will be, and I agree it's minimally visible from the street, and it does appear to match, the design appears to match the house, but mainly it's just minimally visible.
Okay. Other commissioners? Question?
I have a question for the owner, and maybe I'm just misreading this front elevation drawing. On page 37, but there's like a brick pattern indicated here, and I see that there's a mark. I guess I'm is there any brick being installed? That second, yeah, that lower drawing that's on the screen right
now. So the previous last year I had another HDR to replace the fence with a brick wall, block wall that is still being finished. It's almost finished. But that's what that pattern is to the right. It just replaced the existing fence that was already there in place with a basically a brick wall with planters in front of it. So does that clear up the confusion?
Yeah, so it's an existing brick wall.
Right, that I put in last year. Well, it's still an ongoing project, but sure. Yeah, it's that it got put in last year and approved.
Got it. Okay.
An in-process brick
wall. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That opening that shows on that elevation may not quite be that big. That's not as big. It's really about a door size there. So it's not quite as big as that opening appears.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Are there any commissions? There's no other questions or comments from commissioners. Is there a motion?
Oh.
Mr. Elmer?
No, I was just going to, you reminded me, you guys had some older pictures of the home. Is there any way I could get those emailed to me?
Sure.
Yeah. Because I've been trying to find some, I really haven't found any. So it was kind of nice to see that, at least that first one with the larger siding, which is kind of the look that I was going to go back to, you know, that looked like it was the original.
Yeah, it does. It, to me, looks more like 40s era siding.
We thought too.
Yeah,
and that was the intent for the size of the siding to the hardy, the smooth hardy plank siding. That's my intent to have that size and to replace it to look exactly like that.
So is the hardy going to be closer to the large dimension then, not the front dimension or the current dimension on the front?
Correct. It would be the larger size, like shown in the other pictures there that are underneath, as opposed to the smaller, I guess they'd be 50s or 60s vinyl siding that's on there currently.
Okay. Yeah.
Vinyl siding is probably from the 90s.
Yeah.
90s.
Oh, I see. Yeah. In the elevation, it's quite large.
Yeah.
So.
I guess I'm confused. What reveal hardy is going on?
I'm not sure the exact size, but whatever that size is that is shown in the photographs that are underneath the vinyl siding there, it's like a 6, yeah, right there. So whatever that 6.5 inch or 6 inch.
I guess I'm confused. I thought you said this is non-historic.
We don't think it's original to the house.
We're not trying to match this.
But he's saying that the reveal of the new siding that they're going to put on that side of the house is going to be matched the reveal pattern that's already on the house underneath.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just a personal preference to have a larger siding.
Right.
And if it's from the 40s, that's still a historic siding, even if it's not from the 20s.
Right. Like I said, I think those two different pictures you had there, one had the vinyl siding on it, the one on the bottom, and the upper one had the, looked like it had the larger siding to me from what I can see from on the screen here. Yeah. So that looks like it has the original. The first picture up there with all the bushes on the side there in the corner looks more like what I'm trying to put it back to, or, you know, have revealed.
Yeah. I'd be curious if there's yet another layer of siding under there. So yeah, if you run into more treasures, you should call Ruben and Susan and chat with them about it.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. If I find something, I think that's it though.
That last
piece, when I put the brick wall in on the other side and it kind of went all the way past that other one, and I don't think there's anything else there. So
yeah, I would imagine if they replaced with wood, they took off what was ever there in the 20s. Or
right.
Tents when it was built.
Ms. Johnson?
I was also looking for building permits, Mr. Elmer. And I found your original 1924 building permit and the 1969 permit when they rebuilt the front porch.
Hmm.
So I'll send those to you as well.
Oh, outstanding. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Are there comments, questions? Treasures from commissioners?
Yeah. Well, I'll ask one more.
Yes.
Mr. Elmer, have you done much sort of, since the larger reveal is what you prefer, Have you done much looking or exploring as to what the condition of that siding is under there? Are you pretty confident that it's pretty deteriorated, or is there a chance you could save some of it and keep it?
I'm pretty confident that it's deteriorated, because there may be like sort of a little bit of layers. It looks like it's stapled and nailed in there. If you go back to those one color photos of that's kind of torn apart, you'll see that looks like they've cut that siding. See where those boards are run there?
Uh-huh.
Like they've cut that siding through there and tacked the board to maybe the studs underneath to attach either that vinyl siding or vinyl siding pieces parts that,
yeah.
I don't know how vinyl siding works all that well. Other than they have parts that are clipped on, and when they slip in there, then they tack into certain areas. So I think that what they've done is stripped all that, that siding that's revealed there, the wood siding, and put those marker boards in there or whatever they are to attach other stuff up. I'm not really sure exactly how that construction is done.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And there's other sections of the house where they've blocked in windows. And I think that the back door that's on the side now used to be on the back of the house. And I think at some point somebody moved it to the side of the house. The house behind me would be to the north of me is the exact same house and the exact same floor plan. And the door is on the back side of the house as opposed to the house. And I think that at some point it was moved there. There used to be two windows on each side of the fireplace, which have been blocked in. And there's in my living room now, there's just like some sketchy bookcases that are in there now. So that would be. So I think most of that stuff is removed in there, and I don't know what the condition is under, but I'm guessing probably not very good.
No questions or comments. Is there a motion? Yes, Commissioner Sutton.
Move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt its findings and staff analysis and improve the application for 1510 North Knox Street as submitted.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second to the motion? Commissioner Helsenbecker?
Second.
Seconded again by Commissioner Helsenbecker, bravely. There's a motion now before the commission. Is there discussion on that motion? Hearing or seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hand to indicate aye. In the room, that's Commissioners Rousseau, Bartoy, and Barriston. Online, that's Commissioners Morgan, Ross, Hilsendegger, and Slusser. Those are all the voting commissioners here this evening. So no nays and no abstentions. The motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. Thank you, Mr. Elmer, for joining us this evening. Staff will be following up with you to next steps.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Excellent, commissioners. Moving on to item 6, board business and communication items. Do you have any equity committee updates? We have no equity committee updates this evening. Events and activities.
The only thing that I wanted to announce under events and activities is this is Pete's last meeting with us.
This is like my last day with the city is next Tuesday. So this is my last time. Well, I guess I'll be in the office to return all my stuff on Tuesday, but this is my last like work day in the office. So yeah, I'll be starting a full-time job at the Washington State Fair. I'll be the exhibits coordinator, so I get to do some historic preservation stuff, which is cool. And I also get to help with contracting for like the stages and sound and stuff. And I get to help with event planning for all of the different events. So, but you guys have inspired me to maybe look into being on a landmarks commission soon. I live in Puyallup, so I'd have to be on their commission. So I definitely want to look into that and stay involved in the preservation world. So
awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Our neighbors to the east, I mean, we do have the best commission.
And our neighbors to the north, for that matter.
Well, anything about neighbors to the north. Thank you for your service, Ms.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, thank you for having me and letting me join. It's been fun. I learned a lot. So yeah, it's been great.
Hopefully we'll see you at one of the fantastic events.
Yeah, if you're ever at the fair, you might see me around.
Yeah, I'm going to find her.
I know.
Do we get free, what are they called? The elephant ears?
Oh yeah, those, like, what are they
called? Oh yes, friends of the staff.
Yeah, elephant ears.
So that's still okay to say elephant ear?
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe it's not anymore. PETA is now going to protest this.
We can continue the conversation after.
I think they're still called that. That's funny.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Ms. Renu. You will be missed.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
And no other. That was a sad event. Yes, Commissioner Cade.
I just had a little update. Yes. I walked by the famous 811 North Ainsworth the other day. Mm-hmm. There is actually a house being built after all these years.
I saw they had a slab in a few weeks ago. So
mm-hmm. Now they've got walls up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walls, roof.
Yep. Incredible. Excellent. Well, that's a good ending. Long, well, hopefully.
It's probably going to be built faster than the enforcement process.
I would hope so. Excellent. Moving on to seven, share comments. I do not have any comments this evening. Is there anything for the good of the order?
Thank you, Paige, for all of your work. And good luck.
Thank you.
All right, then even with the good Mr. McKnight here, we're going to finish within a half an hour. Wow. There is no jinx despite me. Despite Mr. McKnight being here. Thank you, commissioners, for your service, and I will adjourn this meeting.
Bring it on home. Thank you.
See you all later.